Page 38. The wait is over. Or at least more tolerable. How new virtual queue apps are changing restaurants, DMVs, and more. What chefs Michael Chernow and Daniel Holzman wanted when they opened their 39-seat New York eatery, The Meatball Shop, in 2010, was to create a comfortable local joint for Lower East Siders. What they got? A 150-person line waiting in the February freeze. The Meatball Shop was a bona fide hit, and that presented an unexpected dilemma. Locals weren't going to tolerate waits like that, says Chernow. To keep hungry neighbors happy, he had hostesses take phone numbers and call folks when a table was ready. That plan worked but was inefficient and didn't keep patrons from pestering the hosts or dining elsewhere. Then in the fall of 2011, Chernow got a cold call from Wes Adams, a designer, and Michael Eng, a developer, about an app they were launching. Called Wait Away, it allows hostesses to input a customer's name and number into an iPad or laptop, which then sends a text when a table is ready. Upon getting the message, the prospective diner can return to the restaurant or respond that she changed her mind. It was just what Chernow needed. He signed up, and within a month, walkaways were down by 30%. Benefits and challenges. Nearly all wait apps share two features. They send text messages when tables are ready, and they provide access to a real-time visualization of the virtual line so customers can see how far back they are. Expectation is a huge factor in determining whether a person will wait, explains MIT professor Richard Larson. If someone expects to wait 15 minutes and it grows to 30, he'll be furious. If he knows where he stands, he's more likely to stay. As the meatball shop's retention numbers prove, the apps work. The challenge is in persuading a hidebound industry to utilize a new tool. Restaurants are notoriously slow to adopt technology, says hospitality consultant Clark Wolf. We know they usually lose money on reservations, but look how many still do it. Branching out. But restaurants are only a fraction of the waiting economy. That's why some app makers are aggressively expanding into other industries. Queueless was one of the earliest developers in the space. It now counts Toyota dealerships and the Kansas DMV among its satisfied clients. Waitaway's creators saw the value in diversification and have been moving in that direction as well. We don't see why anyone should have to waste time in a line anywhere, says Adams, and moving beyond restaurants is a natural progression. Recently, the curators of New York Children's Museum of the Arts began using Waitaway to manage visitors. They learned of it while waiting for a table at the meatball shop. The doctor is in. There's too much variation in the size and format of restaurants to produce an average wait time number for the industry. That's not the case for doctor's offices, which are another leading source of time frittering. Earlier this year, Vitals.com, a site that helps consumers find doctors, collected user data on several aspects of the patient experience and crunched reports from 1.1 million people nationwide to calculate the average wait time for patients at the general practitioner's office. The average wait time, 21 minutes, though that figure could soon shrink. One of the trends we believe affects it is the economics of healthcare, says Jeff Cutler of Vitals. There have been reports that doctors, especially those in primary care, are making less per patient. And so one of the things they need to do is see more patients in a shorter amount of time, which affects how long people wait. Using a practice management system can shave minutes off the wait, as can pre-registering patients. An increasingly common practice. The goal is to get wait times closer to the 15 minutes 26 seconds found in Wisconsin, and not to the more than 25-minute drudgery of office waits in Mississippi. Vocabulary focus. Bonafide. Patron. Prospective. Branch out. Shave off. Drudgery.